Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night, Or L'Chav Vav Mar Cheshvan. We're learning halachos of business transactions, and we're starting Siman Samach Gimel. We started it last night, actually, and we talked about Onoas Dvarim, as opposed to Onoas Momen. We talked about the Isser of causing someone pain, verbal abuse. We actually called it verbal abuse. That's what it looks like it is. Because the word abuse would taka be a good word to be a tzad hashaveh between onas momen and onas dvarim. You're abusing the other person. And onas dvarim, he says, in ways it's worse, the Gemara says. You can't pay it back, really. You can't make restitution. And it's begufo. You're hurting a person's guf, which is most, not just his momen. Then it talks about your wife, you have to be more careful. He says you have to be careful because, the Gemara says it actually, because she's quicker to cry. Noshim cry quite easily, relatively for sure, and shari demos lo ninalu, and you're in trouble. I added that stamasai, when you're always with someone and you have so many interactions a day, that it's just, you have to be more careful, plain and partial. You have to be more careful how you talk. Siv Beis, Ketzin Onas Dvarim, some examples of this love of Onas Dvarim. So there's many examples of this. You go into a store, Layom Lachaveiro, Bekama Ateros, Elit, and Chayfat Zeh. You go into a store, and now your intention would be really maybe to price it. Not everybody can surf the internet and price different items. So what they used to do before there was internet is they used to walk into the store and ask the guy how not. Now this might not be always true. The Achronim say the storekeeper might feel that way. In other words, you're getting his hopes up. You're really fooling him. We're not talking about, you're getting his hopes up. He's sharing information with you and he thinks he has the sale, and then you walk out of the store and you really never intended to buy. So the Achronim say, but if it's a salesman that doesn't work on commission, so then you wouldn't be over in Onas Dvarim.
How else would you find out the price? Because you're assuming back then everything had a label on it, which it did.
Okay, I announce it. I walk into a store and I say, I'm not holding by buying anything now, but I want to know what it costs.
Can't you be so much on the fact that they know that people come in just to price things?
If that's true, then you could. You would have to know that that's true. That's in the Hanami.
Would you have to know that it's true? Would you have to know that it's not true in order to know?
If someone's ready to say, you would need a posek who's not living in an ivory tower to talk to. Well, how does the posek get information? How do you decide if it's mutter to fix a stuffed toilet on Shabbos? So you talk to people and you decide. And if it turns out. And remember, every neighborhood could be different. Mm-hmm. Every city could be different. Every country could certainly be different. Right? Shopping habits could be different. Could be now with the internet, it's less apt to be than it was before, because now you have a different way to price it.
Something horizon?
Yeah, but it should be able to be determined. What's the minig Medina? It's not like that heavy a thing for a post, but you would need a posek to say, I've determined that the minig Medina is that people do it, and the storekeeper knows that, and he expects it. It just happened to me. I said, I'm not buying anything. Where was I? I forgot where I was already. Now, so that's. He started off with the most, I'll call it a chiddush, I don't know, maybe not. Now he talks about stam, like mamish, just verbally abusing people, bullying them almost, fooling them, making them feel like idiots. This is called in college, the first year they do this. What's it called? Hazing. You say, go to that store, he sells tvua. Vuyodeya Shane Lo Limkar, a guy's gonna feel like an idiot. Yeah. Emoya Chaver Bal Tshuva, this is probably the most famous Onas Dvarim. Leyomolos Chorma Secha Harishonim. Sometimes people even tell a Rav, remember 2 years ago you made an idiot out of yourself? So that's mamash on Noas Devarim. In Bo Yisurim, that's on Noas Devarim.
Is that the same as asking him about stories from his past?
It depends on the tone of voice. Like the Chofetz Chaim says about Lashon Hara. You can go to hell or to heaven based on your tone of voice. In Bo Yisurim al Chaveiro, this is the most difficult because this is said, this is stated in Halacha, what the kids is about to say. But you wonder, you know, in Bo Yisurim al Chaveiro, you're not supposed to say, Lo yoma lo kaderech shomru chavrei iov le'iov halo yiroscha kislosecha zecharna miyunoki ovod, meaning this is coming to you because of your averus. Now again, a close friend, you know, so people always ask, and it's a good question, what do you mean? The Gemara says if yisurim are happening to a person, you fashfesh b'masov. So if you're his friend and you suggest Yafashvesh b'masov, like, why is that on Noz Devarim? And the answer, I'm sure, is again that it depends on your tone of voice. If your tone of voice is, you know, you deserve this, like, what are you complaining about Hashem for? You probably deserve it. That's bad. That's very hurtful. You know, if you do it in an edel way, say, come, you know, let's learn this Gemara together. You know, you remember, like you're supposed to speak to your father if he's doing an Avera. You're supposed to say, Abba, Kafkosa, Batora. Probably that's the pshat. V'heim she'omrulo came, they show you, they said it to him. There's an interesting parenthetical remark in the Kitzur. He says, they did it because he was being very bitter and angry and resentful of Hashem. He was like saying things that he was talking not nice against Hashem, so they like cut him down. They cut him down to size. That's why they did it. What he's saying is that there's no raya that Chavrei Iov were over Onoz Tvorim. They are used as the template and the example of what you're not supposed to say. But it could be that they were right in saying it because they cut him down and stopped his verbal abuse of Hashem, so to speak. That's what this is from the kids. I never saw anyone say this. Interesting, very nice. The Haim Shamrulo came and they show you Ma'aves Dvorim Klapi Ashgachas Hashem Yisbarachu Midosov. Okay, Im Shalom Ito Eitz Dvar Chochma. If you ask me something about computers, I don't know. I say, here, go to him. He knows computers, and really, he doesn't know either. And then again, it's like you're making everybody feel stupid. What would you do? And he doesn't know, and he's embarrassed, and everybody feels bad. These are all, it's call it verbal abuse, verbal bullying, making someone feel bad, hurtful remarks. This is on Noas Devarim.
When a teacher calls on someone who knows he doesn't have the right answer, he's not in the right place, and the kid's going to be embarrassed.
Teaching has a lot of issues with embarrassing kids. It does, and that's a whole nother, yeah. I mean, parents, what do you need, right? I mean, how many parents verbally abuse their kids? Not for chinuch purposes. They get in, we're bigger than they are, and we fall into people, all too many people. This is why people go to parenting classes. And they hop that they verbally abuse their kids because they're bigger than them and they have issues. Maybe they were raised. I mean, it's a big thing, the way people talk to your kids. I'm saying he's right. At least in a teacher, there are probably more scenarios where it would be mutter, although it would have, you would have to get a psak. You would have to really be trained when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. A teacher's not allowed to embarrass a kid publicly. So sometimes he could, if it's mamish, like very, but certainly not the way it's done. And now I'm saying, what are we talking about teachers for? We should be talking about parents. We'll do it every day. You know, just calling your kid stupid is an Noas Devarim. It's really, it's okay. Siv Gimel, Mishi Eshlo Kinoi Lagnai, someone who has a nickname, but the nickname, Fatso, a nickname, Kinoi Lagnai. Avo Pishu, who Rogel Belso Kinoi, he's used to it already. The Eino Misbayeshbo, this is a chiddush, very big chiddush. He just, you know, he built up his defenses, and he just like, okay, that's my nickname, Fatso. it doesn't even bother him anymore.
Still doesn't make
but
him right, though.
But, imzeh kavanoso levaisho, if the person who calls him that is intending to embarrass him, that's the kicker. Because when you learn the Gemara, it isn't like the kids are saying this. When you learn the Gemara, it's not so clear. The Gemara says, Shem Lignai. Tysus asks, what do you mean? It's Mamish. He says he doesn't care, he's not embarrassed by it. So the kicker is what the kids are saying. If the person's intention is to be Mayashim, also the gross of bikinis emishim and noas devarim, I'm not sure why. If Lamaisa he's not hurt by it, so does. I'm not sure what's the pshat in this halacha. Does it mean that the abuser doesn't know that? So he, it's like machshava ra, and he did an action, and therefore he's punished? Does it mean it's also to do even if the other guy doesn't feel embarrassed?
From a psychological perspective, it's a little bit different. You made a good point. You said, well, if he's already built up defenses.
Yeah.
But part of building up defenses by people is, to an extent, accepting what people are saying. That is hurtful to their self confidence and stuff like that, because it keeps on getting repeated and they become to believe what they're being called.
What you're saying is that even if he doesn't get embarrassed by it anymore, but it's still hurting him in some way.
Yeah, it's a lasting effect.
Okay. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's because he's trying to hurt him. That's the actual issue. Like attempted murder. Who cares? He didn't kill the guy.
And you're not able to kill him.
I'm not talking about halacha.
We're talking halacha. You're talking about able to
but I'm saying there's a concept of why.
Yeah, but why should the lav of onor should be if I hurt you verbally? Why would it be just if I tried to?
Because the halacha isn't in the victim. The halacha is in bad nidos in the perpetrator.
That's a big chiddush. That this is not really benodim lachavero. It's like don't get angry.
Right,
don't be kohes. Okay. So we have two pshatim. Okay. I think you're wrong, by the way. But I hear. I can't prove it right now. You're saying it's like almost not benodim lachavero. It's like an inner thing. Okay.